You've gotten hold of Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney. My guest today is Christine Lavin, one of my favorite singer-songwriters because she's so funny. You can check out her website after the podcast, ChristineLavin.com. So you want to stay around for that. We also have our store open today, and it makes a super Walmart seem like a little mom-and-pop store. So
wait. Can I talk about Patreon.com?
If you must.
I must. It's the only way we're going to get any money to eat out of this podcast.
Okay, go for it.
If you like this podcast and you want to support Charney here, then go to Patreon.com/Steve Charney and become a patron for $1 a month. For that, you'll get photos, a CD download, jokes, and other stuff that only patrons get. And you'll feel like a king or queen, man! The kind who used to be patrons for the artists and musicians of old. For only $1 a month, you can walk around and make decrees and throw jesters into the dungeon, like Steve here, and feel important and stuff.
You know, if they become patrons, I'll willingly go.
So that's Patreon, spelled Patreon.com/Steve Charney, and show your support.
Okay, my friend.
Well, how are we ready to open up the store?
Everything's in place, Steve. I'll hang the open for business sign on the door, Steve. I'll be right back.
I think we have pretty much anything that anybody would want. I mean, it's taken some doing, but this is the most well-stocked store I have ever seen. We've totally converted the whole studio here into a store, and...
Okay, the sign is on, Steve. You think we have more things than even, let's say, Walmart?
Oh, definitely, man. You name it, we got it. Just be careful walking around so you don't knock anything over. It's gotten really crowded here. So just be careful.
Right, Steve, okay. Oh, here's our first customer.
Yeah, is this the general store?
Yeah, but we sell more than just generals. We have captains and colonels, too.
I've been all over town, and I can't find this thing I'm looking for. I'm not sure what you call it, but when you push on the side, it sort of squishes, and every once in a while there's sort of a bing sound, and when you shake it, it rattles.
Oh, this is for the lawn, right?
Yeah, that's right. I use it for pruning my rose bushes.
Harry, look up on the second shelf over in the corner, okay? Do you see? Yeah, go over there. Do you see that box marked filled screen pruner? You want to get that down for me?
Yeah, I see it, Steve.
All right, just bring it over. We'll open it up and make sure that it's working.
Right, Steve. This is it.
All right, let me just open it up. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
Now you said it squishes if you push this right here.
Yeah, it's supposed to squish.
All right, let's give it a shot. How's that?
Oh, that's perfect, Steve. That's definitely a high-quality piece of merchandise.
I think so. Oh, and there's that occasional bing you were mentioning.
Yeah, good. Now rattle it, please. Great, I'll tell you how much.
The text says it's on sale for $9.99.
Thank you. This device is going to make my roses very happy.
Well, we aim to please. Thank you very much.
And thank you. Nice doing business with you. I'll see you some other time. Bye-bye now.
Says one customer satisfied, right, Harry?
Yes, Steve, he really is.
Oh, wait, I have to tell me.
Don't turn it upside down or it'll...
Too late.
Lucky we have a repair shop in the back.
He's not coming back in, Steve.
Well, while we're waiting for another customer, why don't you stack these boxes of cornflakes in the display case for me, okay, Harry?
Sure. We have everything in this store, don't we, Steve?
We sure do. Just don't get lost back there. I may need you if another customer comes in. Oh, here's one now. Ah, may I help you?
Yes, my lion is bitten through a leash 3 times now, and I don't have to tell you how unfortunate it's been. My neighbor's afraid to leave their houses. Do you have something that might hold up so I can leave her tied up outside while I'm at work?
Well, today's your lucky day, lady. Our lion leashes have just come in. Harry, grab that cellophane package over there. No, not that one, to the left. Yeah, that one, next to the rhino trap. That's right. Okay, bring it down here, okay?
Yeah, here you go, Steve. You want me to unwrap it for you?
Yeah, why don't you, so she can take a look.
Thank you very much.
I don't think you'll have any trouble after attaching this baby onto your baby. I'll tell you what. Here we go. Take a look at that. You like that?
Yeah. This is really strong, Steve. I don't think any lions are going to get out of this one. Looks perfect.
I'll even throw in the slab of meat for your kitty, free of charge. Here.
Oh, thank you. I went to pet shops all around the city. I couldn't find the right leash. You're a lifesaver. And I mean that literally. Poor Benjamin. Who's Benjamin? The neighbor before my present one. How much do I owe you?
I'll tell you what. Give me a $5 bill and we'll call it even.
Well, I only have change, but there you go. Thank you very much.
Don't mention it. And by the way, that's fresh meat, too. We bagged that zebra this morning in our backyard.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure my kitty would just love it. Bye now. Gee, Steve, it's true. We have just about everything in this store.
Well, that's what we pride ourselves on. Christine, Christine, Christine. I can't call you Chris, right?
That's right, even though I do have a brother named Chris also. But
you do?
Yeah, he was born on Columbus Day, and he was the 8th of 9 kids in my family, and they kind of ran out of names. So there's two Chrises.
Two Chrises, okay. Mm-hmm. So, Christine Lavin. Does anyone out there not know who Christine Lavin is? Cold pizza for breakfast, amoeba hop, bald-headed men, thousands of others.
All my hits.
Yes, you've made quite a name for yourself.
Thanks.
You're out there.
You know, I'm really thrilled to be able to do this for a living. I was working day jobs up. In fact, my last day job, I was at Bellevue Hospital for 2 years as a secretary.
Mm.
And so I'm thrilled that this is how I get to make my living writing songs and performing for people.
Amen. You know, I do the same thing. I'm always thankful. I go, look at this. I've dug ditches.
Well, it's great because when you've had all those job experiences, you're not a snob thinking, wow, I am an artiste up here. Yeah. You know, I think that we kind of emerge from the general population as, I think we're privileged to be almost spokespeople in a way for, that's what, I think the greatest compliment I get is when people tell me that my songs remind them of things that they've thought or things they've felt but haven't quite put into words yet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that's my job to do that for people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, beautifully put. I know for me, as a children's performer, very often, I think one of the greatest things I can give to kids is a role model saying, hey, look, you know, look what you can be. You can be a nut when you grow up. It's okay. You can just be a goofball, you know, and get away with it.
As long as you pay your taxes.
That's right. Well, of course. Children, pay your taxes. Why don't you introduce this this song that you were talking about?
Well, what I do is I write songs about things that really happen. I don't think I have one song that I've made up completely out of my head. Sometimes I use my imagination, but they all come from true experiences. And this is called Waiting for the B Train. This happened to me, I swear on a stack of Bibles, this happened to me underground, waiting for the B Train at 72nd Street and Central Park West. This is a true story. I dropped a token into the slot, pushed through the turnstile. There was a woman at the end of the platform, waving her arms around kind of wild. Come here, she wailed, there's a puppy on the rails, I think it has been hurt. I raced down to where she was pointing, to see a ball of fur covered with dirt. It must be dead, I said to her, as I turned to leave. No, it's alive, she cried, just before you got here. I swear, I saw it breathe. And I'll watch for the trains, if you'll jump down, pick him up and hand him to me. If we take him to the vet, if we save his life, think how wonderful that will be. I looked down through the tunnel, there was no train in sight. I looked at the furry thing lying there, a truly pitiful sight. Look, I said, I'm not sure that's a puppy. It could be a lice-infested, long-haired rat. And it's gotta be dead, so I'm not jumping down. And I figured that that was that. But by now, more people arrived on the platform. And she said, help, there's a puppy on the tracks. They looked for a moment, then like true New Yorkers, collectively turned their backs. But she said, somebody's gotta do something, as they slowly turned around again. She said, someone must have the courage to save him. It's a puppy, it's man's best friend. Trains come through here every few minutes, said a man wearing Madras pants. And it's way too dangerous, why you'd have to be crazy to take such a foolish chance. But the woman was insistent, in the time we've been debating, she said, one of you could have jumped down. Handed him to me, by now that puppy could be at the animal shelter cross town. We felt bad, but no one would do it. Then a transit cab appeared down at the other end of the platform, and we all yelled, hey you, come here! He ran to us. I pointed at the tracks. I said, see that thing? Furry? Not too big? What do you think it is? He looked and he said, what? You mean that wig? We stepped back. A rush of embarrassment swept right through the crowd, accented by the blast of a train whistle approaching and growing so loud. The B train flattened that furry thing. We got on board, went on our way, so grateful that we did not risk our lives to save the life of a wig that day. So if you see something weird on the train tracks, take a tip from me. Don't let anybody talk you into saving it. It's best to let it be. And if you see a person wearing what looks like a puppy on their head, don't call the police, it's only a wig. And chances are it's already dead.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Actually happened. And besides that crazy woman screaming, three people in the group that eventually formed watching over this furry thing, three people saw the wig breathe.
It says something about people, I guess. I don't know.
It says something about New York, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Very funny. It's sort of a sequel, I guess, to your Bald Headed Men song.
Well,
they're both about wigs.
Well, it's true. I think it could start a whole new fashion of puppy-shaped wigs, sweeping the nation.
I want to thank you very much for coming by. Very clever, very witty, very wonderful.
Well, thank you. You're a man of great discerning taste.
Let me tell you what's been going on. We've opened up a store here on the program, and I'm rather proud to say that we have yet to find a customer that hasn't been completely satisfied. We've had a lot of them, too. We have everything here, and I mean everything. You need a particle accelerator? We have a few, small, medium, and large. Do you have a sudden craving for Hostess Twinkie? Look in our display case.
I've just been admiring these original Picasso paintings from his Blue period, Steve. Very impressive. Steve, I've been taking inventory of the store. The mice underwear is unpacked now, as well as the TNT, the lettuce, 10,000 pounds of marshmallows, and the green hair dye.
Well, you can't be too prepared. You never know what someone's going to ask for.
Yeah, that's right, Steve.
A customer.
I need a doohickey.
You're in luck, fella. I have one right here behind the counter. I'll open up the box. See here? Now, this is a doohickey. Look when you pull this back and let go.
Cool, Steve.
And they just developed this other feature. I pick this up and I rub my fingers along the bottom. How's that?
That's not a doohickey.
What do you mean?
That's a thingamajig. Listen, if you don't know the difference between a doohickey and a thingamajig, then I'll have to take my business elsewhere. I don't have time for this amateurishness.
Please, sir, I'm sorry for my stupid mistake. Oh, of course this is a thingamajig. Listen, it's been a while since I looked at one of these. The doohickey is in the back. Harry, look in the fourth aisle, two-thirds of the way down. You'll see a doohickey. Bring it quick.
Right, Steve.
I'm terribly sorry for this inconvenience. I'll just put this inferior device back in the box so you won't have to see it again.
I'm a busy man.
Thanks, Harry.
All right. Now,
I think you'll be happy with this doohickey. Here, watch. Huh? Now watch what happens when you twist this dial.
Sir, you try my patience. If you don't know the difference between a dingus madoodle and a doohickey, then I'm leaving.
Wait, I don't understand. The manufacturer must have labeled these boxes wrong. It says doohickey on the side. Harry, quick, go look in the dingus madoodle box. They must have switched them by accident.
Right, Steve!
I have an important business meeting, and if I don't come in with a doohickey, the company may lose several million dollars.
Of course.
Here we go, Steve! One doohickey coming up!
Hand it over quick. Yeah, this is right, I'm sure. Listen what happens when I ring the bell. Listen when I blow the whistle. Listen when I honk the horn.
You have tried my patience long enough, sir. If you can't tell the difference between a doodad, a dingus madoodle, a thingamabob, and a doohickey, then you should be in another business.
This is a doodad?
Good day to you, sir. Wait a second. What's this? This is exactly what I'm looking for.
The doorstop?
This is not a doorstop, young man. This is a doohickey. How much for it?
$3?
Sold. Now my company can be saved. Thank you so much. See, if you twist this right here like this, you get a doohickey sound. Here's your money, and thank you very much. Maybe I'll talk to you later.
Well, for a second there, I thought our record of 100% customer satisfaction was going to be foiled.
Yep, Steve, we definitely do have the bestest shop in town.
Hello, this is Dr. Fenstermacher, and I'm going to play a song on the piano for you.
Hi, Dr. Fenstermacher!
Now, what do you want, Harry? You're really bugging me, you know that?
Sorry.
Wait a second. Do you want to be a bug?
Well, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you like to squirm?
Sometimes.
Well, then you want to be a worm.
I do.
You want to make kids scream?
You bet.
To be a spider is your dream. You want a wood house to collapse.
Kaboom!
To be a big termite, perhaps. Chirp, jeep, crawl, creep. You want to be a bug. You want to make folks sick?
I don't think so.
Well, then you'd want to be a tick.
Tick?
You want to be a moocher. To be a leech is in your future. You want to get that buggy feeling? Crawl up the wall and across the ceiling. Flip, flop, fly, hop. You want to be a bug. Come on. You want to be a bug, a big bad bug with a lot of legs and an ugly mug, or a butterfly that flutters by. Make noise while rubbing your legs and laying 100,000 eggs. Then you want to be a bug, you got to be a bug, man. You really, really want to be a bug.
Ugh.
Don't you want to be a cutie?
I thought I was.
Well, then you don't want to be a cootie.
No way.
You want to bug the cat. Well, fleas do that. Do you want to be a pest?
Uh-huh.
Hey, well, then you know what's coming next.
What? What?
Waggle, wiggle, jump and jiggle. Hey, you want to be a bug? Do you want to be nice?
I do.
Then you don't want to be lice.
Yucca.
One lice is a louse. I don't want one round my house.
Me neither.
You want to get under my skin? Then be a tapeworm, come on in. Just kidding. Chitter, flitter, ugly critter. Man, you want to be a bug. Last time. You want to be a bug, a big bad bug with a lot of legs and an ugly mug, or a butterfly that flutters by. Make noise while rubbing your legs and laying 100,000 eggs. Then you want to be a bug, you gotta be a bug. You really, really want to be a bug.
Ugh.
Our store sells just about everything you can think of.
Right, Steve. We have a pet shop with alligators and three-toed sloths. We sell uranium for nuclear reactors. We have 150 varieties of hot cereal. We have borscht. We have shoes for 30 different types of animals, including cattle and snakes. We have our own pharmacy and occult bookstore. We sell have-a-heart traps for hippos and thermometers for sick ladybugs. We're well-stocked.
And I've never had a customer go away unsatisfied.
And the prices are very reasonable.
It's fun having a shop like this.
Yes, Steve, it really is. Oh, here's another customer.
I'm looking for a ventriloquist dummy to buy.
Uh-oh.
Well, you see, I'm not sure that I could...
I was told that you always have the customer foremost in mind. I'm willing to pay top dollar.
Well, you see...
$500 to be precise.
Oh, I've got one right here.
Hey! He looks used.
I wouldn't say used. He's experienced. You don't have to teach him any jokes. He knows them all already. Come on, Harry. Why was the cannibal boy in trouble with his teacher?
Because he kept trying to butter him up.
See? See?
I'll buy him. Can you wrap him up?
Sure, Harry. Get in the bag here.
Aw, Steve, you can't do this to me. We've been together for years.
Business is business. Now get in the bag.
All right.
There you go, sir.
Thank you very much. Make sure the bag's closed tight so he doesn't get out.
Well, we have to leave a little breathing space for him.
Oh, that's right. Here's my money.
Oh, thank you very much. You have a good day now. And don't let him get the best of you.
Yes. Well, what's his name, by the way?
You can call him Harry.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. So long. I'll see you later. Nice doing business.
Now, let's see. Where did I put that new merchandise that came in last week? Oh, yeah. Second aisle right in front. Here we go. Ordered over 30 of these. Yes. Dummy dolls. Looks just like my last one. Only he's new.
Why don't you get on my knee here? So, how do you like your new body?
You better give me half of that money you got for selling me off. $250!
First of all, I didn't sell you off. You're in my mind. I couldn't sell you if I wanted to. It was just your old body I gave away. And if you don't watch yourself, I'll go open up one of the boxes that holds a female dummy and change your name to Harriet.
All right, all right. Well, at least buy me a soda.
That I can do. And feed you, and clothe you, and give you a place to live.
Can we close the store now? We've been open long enough, and the show's just about over.
Yeah, let's go get that soda. You've done a good job today, huh?
Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. The song I Want to Be a Bug was written by me for A Bear in the Big Blue House. It was on the Disney Channel, a Jim Henson production. And I want to thank Christine Lavin for being my guest, too. And you can hear this podcast on iTunes, on my YouTube channel, and on Patreon. Visit my Facebook page, Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. And you can also visit my website, stevecharney.com, for CDs, books for sale, info on my live performances, and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. And thanks for listening. Oh, by the way, I also tweet. Harry, any last words to say?
Yeah. Support Steve on patreon.com/stevecharney for $1 a month, and you'll be supporting the greatest ventriloquist who ever lived.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Neither would I. But you just made me.